As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 21st, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Allville.
Yeah, what's up? Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Morning.
Running the three-man show. Believe EB returns tomorrow. Never quite sure.
How would you know?
He takes a lot of days off.
I don't know.
I'm off the next few days. Heading to South Carolina,
Jealous. But
pumped for the Capitals beginning their playoff run, which hopefully is a long run tonight.
Let's hope that's the case. I will be in the building for game one.
Oh, really?
So that is exciting.
Big one tonight.
Yeah,
big one.
Should be a good time. Hopefully the Caps defend home ice.
I believe home teams are 4-1 in the first 5 series so far.
Very good. Love that. Hope the Caps continue that trend.
4 more games tonight. But, yeah, it's a big one.
Starts Somebody tonight. Tweeted us, I don't know if it was last night or this morning, but mm-hmm. I saw it this morning, and I shot back, and I said, nobody said that, and he contends that Jason called game one a must-win game. I find that hard to believe. Did you say last week
you have to bring that
game one was a must-win?
I'm going to guess he said it was big. I'm going to say probably didn't say must-win.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah.
Now, if I said it, maybe I was being a little sarcastic. Now, mm-hmm. if they lose game one, game two is a must win.
That I would agree with.
I think that's what I said.
I don't know.
But I think that's what I'm going to put you on, Jason.
Yeah. No, I don't think I said
I responded
game one
to
is
the first
win.
Tweet, and I was like, nobody said that. And then he shot back. He's like, Lurch did.
All right. Well,
okay.
If he can prove it, I'll say I was wrong.
Sure.
I don't know if he can prove it. It's a random tweeter.
Well, I game ones are always, especially when you're playing at home, it's going to be a lot of energy in the building, no doubt. But you saw the energy of these other series. I mean, I was watching a little bit of the Toronto game last mm-hmm. night.
Yeah, Toronto jumped on the Sens last night.
You could feel it. All those fans that were outside of the arena, mm-hmm. man, it's like it was Stanley Cup playoffs.
I know.
I mean, Stanley Cup finals.
It's game one.
It was just game one of the first round. So, game ones are always big. You want to jump out on them pretty quick, especially when you're the best team in the Eastern Conference. You don't want to give Montreal any sort of life.
You don't want the bottom seed to come into your house and push you around to game one.
No.
It sets a bad tone for the series.
Do we still not know who the goaltender is?
I'm pretty sure I saw a quote from Carberry that said, you'll find out on Monday night.
Yeah, I figured so.
Yeah.
He's being a little cat and mouse with it.
Figured so. Why give your opponent
totally agree with that.
The answer? Let them try and figure it out.
Don't give them any intel before you have to.
Yeah, I saw over the weekend Logan skating.
Mm-hmm.
So I still think the LT has a chance. I know you guys think it's going to be Chucky.
I would bet on
the net.
I would bet on Chucky, yeah. Could be wrong. We're going to talk to Joe B later today and get his vibe on it.
Nice. I know Joe B was resting up for the playoffs.
Yeah, I know he had to rest his moneymaker. His voice, I guess, had been betraying him. So he had to miss some of the games down the stretch. I know John Walton filled in admirably.
But he got through it when it counted. He got through, you know, Ovi breaking the record.
He called the game on Long Island where Ovi hit 895. Yeah. I mean, he had to be primed and ready for that.
For that one, yeah.
Then, you know, he might have treated the rest of those games kind of like Coach Carberry and the staff did. Like, you still got to play them, but maybe not take them that seriously because you have everything wrapped up.
I like that we have fixed the grade eight chase, the Ovi chaser, and it is now wins to go instead of goals to go.
I don't know who put that up there, but
we have 16 wins to go to win the Stanley Cup.
Very good.
So that is nice.
Hopefully tick that down tomorrow morning. It says 15 instead of 16.
Did you guys have a good Easter? Did you do an Easter egg hunt? Did you do anything special?
I mean, I was at a family get-together where there were younger kids, and yes, there was an Easter egg hunt.
You probably did. You probably did a little Easter egg hunt.
My wife did it.
Yeah. What, just at the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember
that. We actually had a sleepover the night before.
Yeah.
Sleepover heading into Easter?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. That seems like a...
It's the age where just play dates turn into sleepovers.
Yeah, I remember those well.
I was actually out on Saturday night because my buddy Matt was in town and he was in Annapolis. Mm-hmm. So I drove out to Annapolis on Saturday around 7 o'clock and got back around 10:30-ish.
What did you do? Like a late dinner or just some cocktails?
So his in-laws live right there on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a club. They call it a club. It's not a golf club or country club or anything. I think it's really the neighborhood.
Like a yacht club?
I think it's the neighborhood pool.
Yeah.
But it's on the water.
It's pretty nice.
And it has a little clubhouse. So we just hang out at the clubhouse.
Oh, cool. It sounds like a rich person's club right on the water.
And you can bring your own.
Really? Not really?
Right on the water in Annapolis?
Yeah, but it's... it was a nice spot, but the houses there were very normal.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
So, and you can bring your own beer.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and they had, I think his sister-in-law works for a catering company, so I had some nice brisket. Mm. I showed up there after they had had dinner, and then they were like, are you hungry? And I was like, kind of.
Brisket is so
hooked
good.
Hooked me up with brisket and salmon and just hung out and caught up with my friend and got back and found out, oh, we have a sleepover.
Very good.
Nice. Where are you going in SC?
Myrtle Beach.
North or south?
There's a divided line, apparently. There's like haves and have-nots in Myrtle Beach.
I think
Beach.
It's right in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Valdez, I think
North is supposed to be a little nicer and more secluded. It doesn't have the boardwalk and all that
Valdez,
stuff.
Valdez, when we did our golf trip to Myrtle Beach way back in the day, were we staying in the fancy part of Myrtle Beach or the nubs part?
I mean, the place we were staying was pretty dang fancy.
It was pretty nice.
I think that was technically because I was with you in the nubs part is what they're calling it. The nubs. I think they call it the nubs part because there's just more stuff around it, which when you have kids, you kind of want the stuff. So we're kind of in the middle.
You need stuff like that within walking distance for kids.
Right.
Kids won't like North Myrtle.
Right. Yeah. North Myrtle is more secluded.
Yeah. That's more relaxing, secluded part of Myrtle.
I think we're in the middle, like a 15-minute walk from the Ferris wheel and all of stuff.
Got it.
He's in White Trash Central.
Okay.
I wonder
perfect. I'd be right at home.
I mean, spring breaks, I guess, are mostly over, but you might have some spring breakers there. You might.
Yeah, it's weird. My son's going to come. Now, he's a senior with a month to go. I think he's just disrespecting his classes, and he does a half day.
Yeah.
Anyway, because
he's such in punt mode,
he does dual enrollment, so he takes a college course. So after he finishes his course on Tuesday, then we'll bounce.
Okay, all right. Well, have fun. I'm jealous. You're going down to the beach for a few days. By the way, the Boston Marathon's today.
Okay.
And every year when they have the Boston Marathon, the Red Sox play a home 11 o'clock start.
Right.
Boston Marathon, I'm guessing, starts around 7-ish.
I don't know.
8. I think it starts early. But anyway, so my neighbor's son is running in it, and I've talked to you guys about him before.
Mm-hmm.
He's run the Chicago, he's run the New York. I'm guessing his time is probably going to be, what do you think the winning time will be, like 210?
Probably 205. Yeah. It's gotten
like
ridiculously fast.
I'm gonna guess he's going to be in the 235 to 240 range.
I mean, that's an absurd number.
It is absurd. It's absurd.
I mean, what's that average mile?
I mean, you know, but he's a machine.
Yeah, I mean, you're just clicking off miles with the quickness.
He's a machine.
Yeah, good for him.
And I think the weather's supposed to be really
nice. How old is he?
He's 2 years out of college, so I don't know, 24-ish. Oh, so he's
a young whippersnapper. Can
I think
still
24.
Click off times like that. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Still has the young legs.
Oh, yeah. Fresh legs.
Yeah, I texted his dad to see what his target time is going to be, but I'm going to guess it's going to be in that 235 to 240 range.
My knees are so amazing. Bad that I played a little. I don't play pickleball like you guys, but also got together with other family friends who are in town. A lot of people come into town from Easter, and they wanted to play pickleball. Played pickleball for a little bit. Knees aching.
Pick.
It is what it is. I'm on a highway to replacements. Mm. No doubt.
You're on a bullet train to get those blickies replaced.
Yes.
Matt, good morning. Happy
What's
Monday.
Up? How are you?
Yeah.
Matt Myers, how did the B team match go on Saturday morning?
We won our match against Mount Vernon, but we lost overall. Okay. So,
all right. The weather was great.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah. I got to get out and play this week because it's supposed to be really nice all week. It's supposed to be 75 to 80 all week.
You're
going to have great weather down in SC. You're going to have great weather down there. You know, I'll try to play Wednesday and maybe Friday.
I think you should.
Yeah, I haven't played a lot. I've played one time. How about this? I've played one round of golf since November 14th.
Oh, I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Shoulder still banged up, or is that not an excuse?
Shoulder's been fine. I mean, go to PT every now and then, but I don't know what I've been doing, honestly.
Jason,
I've been out. My head's not in it.
Golf malaise, maybe, setting in?
I mean, the weather obviously sucked for the first, since November, it's probably...
And any good
probably
day,
March, late March, when it started to get okay.
Yeah.
And any good day, you're getting 25 mile an hour winds.
But I can't play in 50 degrees like he can. Right. I can't do that.
You're not that sturdy.
Jason, our big, huge event, the Green Coat, is this upcoming weekend.
Okay.
Green Coat, yeah. I like it.
Well,
I'll play this music even though they might get upset that.
There's going to be about a $30,000 Calcutta.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Everyone purchases their own team, and you have a big pot at the end of the and the winner takes
lots
the pot.
Lots of wagering.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be fun. Is that at...
It's at Hidden Creek. Yeah, so you have... The first part of it is a scramble. The second part, you have an A, B, C, and D player. And if the A player... You use the A player's drive, he can't hit on the second shot.
Oh, okay. Cool. Gotcha.
And then everyone's handicap has to add up to 45. At least 45.
Right.
Very confusing, but hey, money
lots
online,
of cash.
Have fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you a member somewhere now, Jason? Because you used to rely a lot on invites, so maybe you're not playing as much. Maybe you're just not as popular anymore. You're not getting invited.
No, I've been a member at Evergreen for 3 or 4 years.
Gotcha.
I just haven't made my way out there, but maybe this week.
Wow.
Because the weather's going to be great.
It's time.
It is time.
All right, gotta take a break.
But tonight?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done.
out word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's a big one.
It is a big one. It's not must win, no. But it's we'd like them to win.
It's also a big
we'd like them to win.
We'd like them to win. We want the Caps to win.
It's of course. They should
yeah.
win.
Yeah, let's get a win.
It is a big week on the show, though, because we got the NFL draft, the NHL playoffs are in gear. On the show today, John Keim is going to join us from ESPN.com. He covers the Commanders. We got Daniel Kelly, the former New York Jets scout, that talks some NFL draft. And Joe B, as we mentioned, Joe Beninati, voice of the Capitals. That's all right here on the Junkies.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.